We are ready. Let's go. Let's go. Michigan Tech basketball back on the road. That's the bummer thing. But the good thing is Wes will be there bringing us the call. You know, Mix 93 WKMJ. Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time as we move along talking about men's basketball. What a couple of games for the men's basketball team this weekend. And, that Ferris State game. I know Coach Luke is still thinking about that game, but a great game on Saturday against Lake State. And, Coach, congratulations on just a great weekend of basketball.
You know what, Dirk? Last week was good. You know, if we count the Northern Michigan Monday game in there. 2 of 3, and that was awesome. You're right; it was clearly a disappointment to drop that game, you know, the Ferris State game at home. But then to have the guys bounce back on Saturday against Grand Valley.
They say Lake State. I meant Grand Valley. They say Lake State.
We knew what you meant.
We knew what you meant.
Yeah. Do you want to talk more about the Ferris State game, Coach? I mean.
Well, you know what? It almost got to a point where, well, number one, I was happy that we actually looked a little bit like Michigan Tech in that game as opposed to how we played them down there. We were out of sync. We got sped up. We didn't execute any offenses. We didn't play much defense, and it looked like a much better club up here. And you know, of course, that's what you're looking for in a coach. You're never happy with any loss, but. With that being said, you know, a huge improvement was made, and you know, we did some things really well, and we just, you know, this was an example, and I'm not, again, this is what happened. Our shots were rattling in and out, and they banked one in from the top of the key, and you know, that's almost, you almost think that it was meant to be type situation, and you know, I hate like heck to give somebody else that kind of credit, but. You know, when you're banking in from the top of the key, things are going well for you.
How about Grand Valley? You talked about in the post game that you thought maybe it was the best half you'd play all year in that first half against Grand Valley, and you're up 45-28. You held them off in that second half and scored 90 points against Grand Valley. I mean, that's certainly an accomplishment.
Yeah, you know, they are a good defensive club, and I do think that could be maybe our best half of basketball, you know, scoring 45 and holding them to, I think it was 27 or 28, Wes. And, you know, that's kind of what we're looking for, and, you know, for us to score 90 points against a good defensive club was really good. The great news is we won. The bad news is it's hard to win games given a 58 points in a second half, and we did that. And I'm not trying to be negative because it was an awesome win over Winter Carnival. The guys got to experience that. But you know, moving forward, you can't just forget that and say okay, everything's great because given up 58 points, there's games where we don't even give up 58. So you know, we addressed it a little bit in practice yesterday and talked about it. You know, we got to get back on track as far as. Defensive intensity, and you know, certainly when you're ahead by 20, you know, things, you can get a little bit relaxed, and that's the part you don't like, because with 15 minutes left or 10 minutes left, you know, with that 3-point shot and they get hot, you know, you can give a 10 or 15 point lead evaporates in a quick hurry. So you got to stay intense. You got to stay focused. You got to close it. You know, you got to close the door and get the job done.
You know, I know they closed the gap there in that second half, and then you get down to, I don't know, I think we were up 9 or 10, and you know, the fouling started early.
Yeah.
In that, and yeah. but we never. Am I right? We never really got, you know, except for a couple times that they would get within 7, and then we would get back up to 9 or 10, and then 7,
you know,
and 9 or 10.
The score really indicated. It looked like it was closer than it actually was, because with what. Less than a minute, we were ahead by 7 or 8, and you know, we turned it over, and they banged a 3 at the end, and that, you know, those kind of things make it that way. You know, so we turned it over. You know, Wes pointed out to me after the game, we didn't make a basket, we didn't score a field goal with 9 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game. All the rest of the scoring was free throws, and I believe Wes helped me out, was 23 points from the free throw line.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And, you know, I mean, when you watch the tape, you know, the couple shot opportunities we were going to have, you know, we turned it over. So it was, you know, we were following them and they were following us, Dirk, and it was just a broken up, chopped up mess, to be honest with you, at the end. And, you know, we shot tremendous from the free throw line. I think we ended up 91%. And if you're going to shoot 91%, you can't follow us, and you're going to close the game out.
Well, you know, watching Monroe, though, some of the plays he's making, you know, with the dunks and the alley-oops, and I mean, he's I'm thinking like a Red Wing player that he reminds me of Dylan Larkin. He looks like he's so young and he's doing all these great things out there as a freshman.
Yeah, you know, he is, and that's kind of the crazy, and I don't know if you want to say funny, but you know, you look at him walk out there and he gets like rosy cheeks, and you know, watch him jog and he looks like he's a little uncoordinated, but you put the ball in his hands and it's like it's I don't want to say magic because I don't know what magic is with a basketball, but you know, he makes good things happen. Either gets fouled, he scores, or gets somebody else a basket, and you know, that's a pretty good quality in a kid at that age. That and he's really unselfish. He's not afraid to pass, and when he's making threes, he's really hard to guard because he can put it down so well.
It's been fun. I think we talked about it on the bus one of our trips. However many guys have guarded him is how many guys have fell for that shot fake at the 3-point line and gone flying by. It's uncanny that, you know, the shot fake that he does at the 3-point line, it gets everybody in the air.
That's quite a craft in itself there, and he's really good at it, and he's the kind of guy that normally you don't like a kid to shot fake and then shoot because he gets out of rhythm, but he can do that, and that's one kid we will let continue to do that, and he gets people moving certainly, and he makes other players better and gets to the basket as a result of that, and you know, I'm glad he's on our side because I've seen a lot of, it's got to be in the hundreds, Wes, how many shot fakes he's completed and gotten guys off their feet.
What about Hillsdale, Coach? Talk about that matchup on Thursday night.
You know what? It's going to end up being a big game, Dirk. We're tied with them for making the tournament right now. Both teams are, I believe it's 8-9 in the league, and you know, it's going to be a great contest. We normally play pretty well down there. They're coming off a three-game losing streak. We have a one-game winning streak, and it's going to be a hard-fought, another hard-fought GLIAC. It's going to be tough. They're going to be feisty, and we're going down there, you know, spitting fire too.
And then obviously Saginaw, they're the league leader right now, best record in the conference on Saturday, and you guys played them pretty well here, lost, I think, 68-62 at our place. So what are you expecting in that game?
Well, same thing. You know, we did play them fairly well here, and you know, if you want to make the tournament, you want to put your mark on the season. You know, you got to beat somebody ahead of you, and you know, we have a couple wins against teams ahead of us, but not signature ones. And this would be a great weekend for us to, you know, get there. I don't want to put pressure on these guys. I think we're playing good. I think we have high energy right now, you know, for being at the end of the season. But you know, if you want to be true and you want to get better, and you want to be true to the program, you know, these are signature games that you could put your mark on having what ends up to be a mediocre into a good season.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a very good weekend, and we can't wait to listen. The Huskies at Hillsdale, and they'll be playing after the women. The men play at 8, and women at 6, and then on that's Thursday night, then Saturday afternoon at Saginaw Valley State at 1 and 3. Good luck, Coach.
Guys, thanks. Always a pleasure.
That is Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93, and the more Drive Time coming up right after these.